Blog Talk Radio.
Brother Brown, we on? Hello?
Yes, sir, we on live. Yes, sir, we on live.
Okay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ, ministers of Jesus Christ worldwide, all of you who are listening in and participating with us in this global gospel radio broadcast tonight. Tonight, we welcome everyone to our call. This is a special evening for us tonight in that we dedicate this next hour to answering questions, fielding questions, and answering Bible questions of all of those who would like to ask a question who participate with us on our radio broadcast. We want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that we preach the gospel, the word of God, the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. And you can question us. We can stand being questioned about what we teach. And what we teach is the Bible. And if you ask us a question for about something that we teach you from the Bible, we will give you the Bible's answer. Mm-hmm. We're interested in helping people who are honest and sincere about the salvation of their soul. Because we are honest and sincere about our own. If we tell you a lie and you believe a lie, you will go to hell believing a lie. But we will go to hell too for telling you that lie. So we're not going to tell you a lie. We're not going to tell you our philosophy. We're not going to give you our gospel word. We're giving you the word of God. The word of God has the solution to man's most needful problem, and that is the problem of sin and the eternal condemnation that is a consequence of sin in our lives. We desire that no one die in sin, but rather that we die in Christ. But the choice is up to you, ladies and gentlemen. It's up to each and every individual one of us.
Amen.
The Bible says in Acts chapter 2 and verse 38, repent, each one of you, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the removal of your sins, and you shall receive the Holy Ghost from God. That's what the Bible says. That's what the prophet Peter in the first century said when he introduced and opened the doors to the New Testament Church of Jesus Christ. So we want you to know, ladies and gentlemen, that that's what we're teaching you tonight. That's what we're talking about tonight. We will also answer questions of morality. We're not asking political questions. We're not trying to have a political forum. We don't want to talk about politics or the president or the governor or the mayor or the sheriff. We're not interested in any of that. We're talking about the word of God. We're talking about the eternal life that is beyond the life that we live now. We must learn what God's will is so that we can begin to live our spiritual life and our eternal life in Christ. But the key, ladies and gentlemen, is that you must be in Christ. So when we teach, we're talking about obeying God. We're not telling you to listen to every preacher. Too many preachers telling lies. Too many false preachers in the world. What we're asking and what we're instructing you to do is listen to the word of God and let the word of God speak to your hearts. Ladies and gentlemen, if you're on this broadcast tonight, and you have a question about anything concerning your religious faith or anything that we have taught for religious doctrine from God, we want you to push number one on your telephone keypad. And Brother Brian Brown, who is a member, a faithful member of the West Ward Street Church of Christ in Texas City, Texas, USA, Brother Brian will keep you into the call where you can ask your question of this panel of ministers of Christ. On our panel tonight, we have Brother James Johnson, who is the co-minister of the Par Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. Also, we have myself, Brother Leroy Williams, the co-minister of the Par Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas, USA. We have Brother Don Kegler, who is the minister of the 33 Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, USA. We also have Brother Lewis Parker Jr., minister of the Church of Christ in Dickinson, Texas, USA. And we have Brother Lewis Parker IV, minister of the Sugarland Church of Christ, Boss Road, in Sugarland, Texas, USA. Any or all of us are standing at the ready to defend the gospel truth and to give every man an answer from the Bible of the reason and the hope that we have in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
So we invite you to participate as you would like, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be afraid. Don't worry about interrupting us while we're speaking, because if you don't ask a question, we're going to teach the gospel.
Amen.
But if you have a question, we'll stop. You just push the button, push number one, and we'll stop and hear and answer your question tonight. God bless you. Let's have a word of prayer to ask God's blessing on this ministry tonight.
Amen.
God, our Heavenly Father, it's once and again that we bow our heart of faith in humility before your throne, knowing, dear God, that we are not worthy, but because of Jesus Christ and his blood, and because of the sanctification of your gospel salvation, you have made us worthy to be your children in the Spirit.
Amen.
And we do it, dear God, because of faith in Christ.
Amen.
We have believed the gospel, and now we are living the gospel. And the gospel commandment requires that we teach our fellow man and invite them to obey the gospel so that we all might become the children of God through the power of your salvation.
All right.
We know that the Bible tells us in Titus chapter 2, verse 11, that the grace of God, which brings salvation, has appeared to all mankind.
Amen.
And it teaches us that we must deny ungodliness and fleshly lust, and live wisely and righteously in this present world. Our righteousness, dear God, that we live by must be the righteousness of God, the grace of God, the blood of salvation that was shed on the cross when Jesus came and lived a perfect human life and died for our sins.
All right.
And that we must trust in your spiritual blessing of the forgiveness of sin.
Amen.
But every man must obey the gospel, dear God, and we're here to preach your gospel. We ask you to bless this ministry. Keep this ministry going. Thank you, dear God, for our brethren at the Darien Loop Church of Christ in Houston, Texas, USA, who see fit to sponsor and to pay the cost of this ministry each week. Thank you, dear God, for blessing us to be able to have the responsibility to preach your word. Thank you, dear God, for those hearts who are on the airways, who are on the telephone, who are on this broadcast, who are interested in the welfare of their souls, who are listening tonight. And we pray that they might believe and obey the gospel and be saved before it be everlasting and eternally too late. Pray, Heavenly Father, for the churches of Christ around the world. We pray a special prayer, dear God, that you keep those faithful ministers preaching your word.
Amen.
And for all of those who are claiming to be in Christ, yet are living in spiritual and immoral hypocrisy, we pray, dear God, that they will come to repentance. Because without repentance and forgiveness of sins, we are all doomed to go to eternal damnation in hell.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, God, for giving us life, health, strength, wisdom, knowledge, and faith in your word.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we give thanks. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, again, tonight is dedicated to questions and answers. If you are a member of the Church of Christ and you have a question to ask of the ministers tonight, feel free to do so at any time. If you are not a member of the Church of Christ, we want you to ask the question.
Amen.
Our question to you is, why not? Why are you not a member of the Church of Christ?
Amen.
We want somebody to tell us why. If you're on the air, you know you're not a member of the Church of Christ. Tell us why. We'd like to know. We'd like you to give us the Bible reason for your not being a member of the only church that's in the Bible.
Amen.
That's
Amen.
The church that belongs to Jesus Christ.
That's it.
He built it. He bought it. He married it. He died for it. He is the husband of it. He is the savior of it. He is the king of the spiritual kingdom, the church, and he is the head of the spiritual church, the
Amen.
Body.
Amen.
Why are you not a member of the spiritual church of Jesus Christ?
Mm.
Tell us tonight. We'd like to talk with you about that. In the meantime, if you have any question about what we teach, feel free to push number one
uh-huh.
on your telephone keypad
Amen.
And get online with us and ask us your question.
Amen.
We promise you that for every Bible or moral question that you ask, we will give you God's answer from his Bible.
Amen.
God bless you tonight. And now, as we begin, I turn the broadcast over to my co-minister, Brother James Johnson of the Paul Addition Church of Christ in Wharton, Texas. And he will begin a presentation to you tonight. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, if you have a question, just push the button. We'll stop talking and answer your questions.
Amen.
God bless you. Brother Johnson, you got the floor.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Brother William did a magnificent job on telling you about the Church of Christ.
Praise
I noticed something about when we get on the air every Tuesday and Thursday night, people don't have a lot to say because they must know that the Church of Christ must be right.
Amen.
Because if you want to offend your quote-unquote church, you ought to get on the air and ask why we stand on the Church of Christ. But nobody does that because evidently we got to be right if you're going along with it.
All right.
So we know that if you don't do nothing about your soul salvation, then I'll read today in Leviticus.
Mm-hmm.
And I was reading why God said, I'll cut you off.
Amen.
You cut people off, Brother William. They didn't
yep.
do right. You cut them off.
Time
I am God.
Amen.
And I am the Lord. All the way through Leviticus 18, he's going to tell you, I'm the Lord. You go over to verse chapter 19, then he's going to start telling you. And verse 4 and 5, he said, I'll cut you off.
Oh.
Why? Because you won't do what I tell you.
Amen.
Well, look at America today. He said, I'm cutting you off. You don't obey me,
yeah.
I will cut you completely off. You don't have a chance to get your soul right. You had a chance. You heard it. You heard it. You heard it. So God said, now I'm going to send death. I'm going to send the angel
mm-hmm.
of death for all unrighteousness.
Amen.
And if we don't clear it up, then God will clear it up.
Amen.
You got to get in the church that Jesus built. See, Jesus didn't build buildings. When he said, I build my church, he was talking about an individual.
Amen.
Everybody is a member of the Church of Christ. It plays an important role. And if we don't do what God says, we're all, I ain't saying some, I'm saying all, will go to hell.
Amen.
God's not going to keep on wasting time. So we got this idea of God is long-suffering. But I think the long-suffering done played out, Brother William.
Yes, sir.
We keep on doing it, so God said, well, now, wait a minute. I done gave you chance after chance. Some people saying, oh, I live to get 80 years old, but not in the nursing home. Some say, I live to get 100, but
yeah.
they're in the nursing home. They, the sooner they go in the nursing home, they lose their mental block. In other words, what I'm saying, they done lost all memories.
Yeah.
And they can't get it back.
Mm.
God is not wasting no time. He lets you lay there and suffer.
Yeah.
And suffer. And see, it ain't nothing wrong with suffering for Christ if you're in the church and you're a Christian, as Peter said in 1 Peter 4 and verse 16. He said, if any man suffer as a Christian, let him glorify God on his behalf. A lot of us are not suffering as Christians. We're suffering under the hand of Satan. And Satan taking over our lives and destroying what he can. Huh?
Amen.
So we got to get it right. In the book of Revelation, I want to say something about a verse, a particular verse. See, a lot of our brothers don't know what they're doing. It says in Revelation chapter 14, verse 6. He says, and I saw an angel flying in the midst of heaven,
yes,
having the everlasting gospel to preach unto men that dwelleth on the earth.
Yes.
And excuse me, and into every nation, kindred and tongue and people. God said this gospel got to be preached to every nation.
Amen.
Tongue and kindred and our people. No one is going to go before the master that day and say, Lord, I didn't hear your word. Do lying. Because, see, God set the church up from every generation.
Amen.
All you got to do is get with the Lord's ministers that are preaching the truth. All you got to do is open your book. If he called the scripture, you open the book. If he don't call no scripture, you get up and walk out.
Amen.
You see, when we got a chance to be saved and we don't take that opportunity to be saved, we're going to go to hell.
Amen.
Huh? You see, the Bible's still right. The problem is that we don't want to do what God says.
Mm-hmm.
And Revelation chapter 7, and I believe in verse 9, he says there's a number that no man can name or number.
Yes.
Huh? You see, the Jehovah's Witnesses, only 144 going to be saved. I know what the Bible talking about.
Amen.
That 144 out of the Old Testament law. You go back to the Exodus and all of those Old Testament books, you'll see it. But we talking about there's a number that cannot be named. Tongues and kindred and everything cannot be named. Why? Because God said he knew who's going to be saved, he knew who ain't going to be saved.
Amen.
And God already got your record in his hand. And when he opened the book, if you're not in Christ, you can forget it.
Amen.
You see, you got to be wearing the name Jesus Christ.
Yes.
You got to wear that name at the judgment. Not James Johnson, not Brother Leroy Williams, not Brother Lewis Parker the third and fourth, or Brother Robin. You got to be wearing Christ.
Amen.
And if you're not wearing Christ, you ain't going to heaven. See, God already put the name in the book. Acts 11 chapter and verse 26. At Antioch, for a whole year, the church came together. They were called Christians.
Amen.
It wasn't called Baptist, Methodist, Jehovah's Witness,
no.
Seventh-day Adventist,
no.
Presbyterians. They wasn't called all of that. They were called Christians.
Amen.
Even King Agrippa understood something. He said, thou almost persuaded me to become a Christian.
Amen.
He didn't say that I almost made me become a Baptist. He didn't say nothing like that.
Mm-hmm.
He said a Christian, Brother William.
Amen.
We got to learn that word. Christian is very important. The Bible tells me in Ephesians chapter 5, beginning at verse 23 through 25, he says the husband is the head of the wife, even as Christ is the head of the church, and the savior of the body.
Amen.
Now, he didn't tell me about Baptist was savior of the body.
Nope.
He didn't tell me about the Jehovah's Witness, the Seventh-day Adventist, the Presbyterian. He didn't tell me that. He said, but Christ is the head.
Amen. And
the and he's the head of the church. There's only one church in the Bible. If Christ ain't the head of your church, get up out of there before you be destroyed with the wicked.
Amen.
Because that's all up in these Baptist and Methodist and Catholic churches is wicked folk. All they're doing is sinning.
Amen.
They ain't trying to repent. God said repent. Now, I'm going to give you a clue. Well, my favorite clue is repent or perish.
Amen.
Luke 13:3-5. He said repent or perish. What does the word perish mean? Go to hell. That's as simple as he's putting it. You can't get around that. Repent or perish. Then in Isaiah chapter 1, verse 18, he said, let us come together and reason. Why can't we come together now? Why? Because we got different churches, Brother Will. We got different doctrines, Brother Will. Standing in the way. We can't, me and you can't come together. You a Baptist and I'm a member of the church. It won't work.
Amen.
We both got to be on the same page.
Amen.
From the same book. Your Bible says the same thing my Bible says. Now, how am I going to be something different than you? I'm going to tell you what, Brother William, I'm a Baptist. And you will tell me you Church of Christ. That don't even sound right.
Amen.
It don't even sound right in the book.
Not why.
God ain't for no plan, church. We see death every day. Folks leaving this planet Earth, and they can't come back.
Amen.
You know, God only wants you to come back to get it right. You should have got it right the first time. I've been praying for the last several months. Lord, please let the Church of Christ repent and get it right, because we are all our way to hell and don't even see it sometimes.
Amen.
You see, I want to help you. If you want to go to heaven in this generation, we want to help you.
Yes.
If you want to go now it's up to you. We don't want to see nobody lost. But if you choose to go to hell, then there it is. The door is open. We can't close it and we can't open it.
Amen.
All we can do is what God has already told us to do. You just preach it and preach it and preach it and preach it and preach it. Preach it till I call you up. When I call you up out of here, you through.
Amen.
You saved your soul. Peter told those people on the day of Pentecost, he said, save yourselves. Nobody else don't save themselves. Save yourself. I'm trying to save me, Brother William.
Amen.
You know, I got to save James Johnson. You got to save Brother William. We can't be half-stepping.
No.
Either we go all the way or we don't go at all.
Amen.
God ain't no half-stepping God. He's all the way or no way. Oh, am I right about it?
None.
You see, God done told us what to do. He gave us a book of instruction. 66 books in one book. 39 books in the Old Testament. 27 in the New. That's 66 books. You can't outcount God and you can't outthink God. You better get right with God.
Amen.
Hold on to God's unchanging hand.
Yep.
We got too many people holding on to the devil's hand and inflicting them up, crippling them up, killing them.
Yes.
He's starving their souls to death.
Amen.
Because they're not eating right. Huh?
Yep.
You see, Brother William, when I don't eat my spiritual food right, I'm just skipping all the time. Sooner or later, I'm going to get weak.
Sick.
And I'm going to get sick in the face. And then die.
Amen.
And I'm right about it.
Amen.
You see, the Bible telling me to feast on the spiritual food daily.
Yes.
Open the book. What are you scared of? You must be sinning. That's why you want to open the book. But God ain't going to have no excuse that day. It ain't going to be no excuse. Well, Lord, I didn't know. Yes, you did know. You didn't do what God told you to do. God told you to get it right. Now, he ain't playing with us. He told her. He said, we got to be born again, Brother William.
Amen.
The Bible says that in John chapter 3, 1 through 7. He came to Nicodemus, came to Jesus by night. He said, we know that thou art a teacher that come from God. No man can do these miracles except God be with him. Jesus said, a man must be born again or he cannot what? See the kingdom of God.
That's right.
And then Nicodemus said, how can a man be born again? Well, Jesus gave him his answer. He said, a man must be born of the water and of the spirit.
Amen.
Or he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
Amen.
That's why the baptism plays a role, Brother William.
Amen.
And Mark the 16th chapter, again at verse 15 and 16, and he said unto them, go and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. You go into hell. That's what the word damn means.
Amen.
You see, God is telling us where it is. You see, you know what, Brother William? The reason why people don't like to hear the word hell It's a frightening word. So I don't want to hear that, Brother Johnson. Well, if we don't tell you that, we're going to go to hell too. But not telling you.
Amen.
You're already in hell. You need to come out of it. That's why the Lord set the church up for, to get you out of hell.
Amen.
But you choose to stay in it and they'll never come out of it. And that's why you're blown.
Yeah.
That's just bottom line to it. We can't escape the judgment of God if we don't do what he tells us.
Amen.
See, the only way we can escape it, Brother William, we got to be like the people in the book of Romans, the 8th chapter. He says, there is therefore no condemnation to them that are in Christ.
Yeah.
In Christ Jesus.
Amen.
If you're in Christ, Brother William, you are already through with the rest of that. All you got to do is live it, and when God calls your name, you go home.
Amen.
To your real home. You just die there for temporarily.
Yes.
When you go to heaven, that's for eternity. Oh, am I right about it? The Bible just telling us like it is.
Amen.
We don't want to hear this. We don't want to hear the truth. As Romans the 8th chapter, verse 9, if you do not have the Spirit of Christ, you are none of his.
Amen.
A lot of folks talking about, I'm a child of God. They don't even know how to be a child of God, Brother William.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. They fooled themselves.
Yeah.
See, a child of God knows God, and God knows him.
Amen.
In 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse number 19, God knows all those that are his. Everybody that claiming the name ain't wearing the name. They wearing Satan's name. Colossians chapter 1, verse 13.
Amen.
That's where it goes. If we don't obey, we're going to hell. Hell is where a lot of folks are appearing to. Jesus said in Matthew, the 7th chapter, beginning at verse 13 and 14, he said, broad is the way that leads to destruction.
Yeah.
Many shall go therein. But now is the way that leads to life everlasting. Only a few are going to find it, Brother William. Why? Because they wouldn't obey God. Some did and some didn't.
Amen.
But the majority is lost in hell.
All right.
We got to get it right down here.
Amen.
You can't play with God. You can play with mankind, and then when God calls you, knock on the door of your heart. You might be getting on something. You might be getting on a bicycle or anything. You might be riding down the road, and you ain't singing.
Yeah.
God, I'll cut you off.
Mm.
You can't live no more down here. Why, Lord, you wouldn't do what I told you? See, God don't want to cut people off.
No.
He wants to give them a chance. But they refuse. God says, time to go.
Amen.
You know, suck the death angel. I'm looking across the hall there. I can't see my boy no more.
No.
He gone now. He should have did what God said.
Amen.
He warned him, Brother William.
Yes,
he told him what to do to be saved. He said no.
Yeah.
He said no. If he didn't say no, we would have baptized him.
Amen.
He didn't want it. He didn't want God's blessing.
Nope.
Now he got the devil's pot.
Yeah.
God, fix that. I'm gonna fix it up. He said, now you're gonna go over here, and the ones that I tell to get it right, they're gonna stay here. God got a few more to get up out of here.
Amen.
He's gonna get them up out of here. See, Brother Weeks, all they're living for right now is this life only.
They ain't talking
about the spiritual life.
The life to come.
You see, when that life to come, and they ain't in Christ, you can close the book.
Amen.
Too many people are dying in sin. And 1 Peter chapter 1, beginning at verse 22, he says, seeing you have purified your soul by obeying the truth through the unfree love of the brethren, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but incorruptible by the word of God.
God.
Leaving here, Brother William. They don't want to be born again.
Nope.
They don't want to get baptized because they allow Satan to intervene and mess them up bad. Satan just having a field. But, God getting ready to take him down.
Nice.
When he take him down, Brother William, he's going to hit the ground.
It's going to happen.
It's going to happen. You just keep living. Just keep watching. God getting rid of these drunks and dope addicts and dope pushers. He's calling them out.
Yeah.
He's calling them out now. He says, get out of here. You got to go. You see, you're alcoholic. See, if you read Proverbs chapter 23, verse 29 through 35, He tells you, you can't control it. Huh? Oh, yeah.
Amen.
You got a lot of people. But I can, no, you can't. And then over there in Isaiah chapter 5, begin at verse 11 through 24. He's telling you again, you can't control it. Huh? What do God got to do? And then you go over to 1 Peter chapter 4 and verse 3 and 4. There it is again. You can't do nothing with it. Oh, God got the answer. If you can't control smoking. You can't control this. But God said, I can control it and get it away from you. See, Brother William, I was there. I've been there. I know
yeah,
what it's like. You see, I can tell you about it. Now, if you want to keep on doing it, then go to hell. Because when you keep doing it, God said, you ain't trying to quit. God said, okay, my turn. He said, I'm sending my angels down there. They'll clear it up. Take the dead out of the way. Now, in hell, you just move the dead out of the way.
Right.
Now, he's in the church. You know what, Brother William? Watch this. God, church, send me. Get up now. He gets the dead out of here.
Yeah.
He getting the dead up out of this world.
Amen.
And the church is going to jump. And when it jumps, it's going to move. It's going to move like it never moved. Because, see, God got his ministers, his angels down here. He said, oh, y'all take it from there now. Y'all just preach that gospel. Keep on preaching. That's what we got to do.
Yeah.
That's why the Apostle Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 1 and 5, he said, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ. Preach the word, be in season, out of season, rebuke and exhort with all long suffering and doctrine. For the time will come they will not endure sound doctrine, but having itching ears, turn unto fable. Why? Because they didn't want to do what God said. But God got the answer. He's going to shut it down, Brother William. Oh, he's going to shut it down.
Amen.
Satan thinks he's running things.
Hmm.
Satan don't know. We got a high God in here. The Bible tells me in Exodus chapter 18, verse 11, the God of heaven is higher than all the gods of the earth.
All the gods.
You see, we can call on God at midnight, Brother William, and he will listen.
Yeah.
And he will hear, and he will answer prayer. Oh, am I right about it? See, I know what God can do. All I got to do is have faith in it and believe it and accept it. Like Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Yeah.
When the three Hebrew boys were in that furnace fire, God was already in there.
Amen.
When Daniel was down there, with the lion, God was already there.
Amen.
See, God protects his own. Oh, am I right about it? See, God knows what to do. God sees it before it happens.
Yeah.
He sees his people in torment. He said, I'll be there.
Amen.
Just keep on standing. I got your back.
Yeah.
Oh, all you got to do is depend on God. The Apostle Paul tells me in Ephesians 6 and verse 10 and following, he said, be strong in the Lord. He's telling us to do what's right. Don't worry about what the folks think about it. We got God. God is able. Church, you know what? God will never get old.
True.
Ain't that amazing?
Amen.
God will never get old.
Never.
You can read this Bible from here to eternity, and God's still God.
Amen.
Jesus Christ is still God. We need a lot of that.
Uh-huh.
Ain't no separation between them. They're all one. O-N-E. Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 4 through 6 tell me that. We know the Bible is right. All we got to do is depend on it. I depend on it daily. I keep telling God myself, I said, God, make me stronger so I can stand faithful on your word.
Amen.
God is doing it too, brother.
Yes.
I know I got a just God can take care of business. I ain't got to worry about it now, Brother William.
Yeah.
I can walk those streets of gold one day.
See,
all I got to do is follow God.
Yeah.
Follow his lead and hold unto his unchanging hand.
Amen.
See, God has the power to pick it up and keep getting up.
Yes.
All we got folks today don't have that kind of faith. It's just like the apostles and fourth chapter, beginning at verse 35 through 41. Jesus said, you don't have no faith. Why? Because they didn't follow right.
Yeah.
But when he put it on right,
Damn.
Oh, did he go straight? I love the way he did it on the day of Pentecost.
Yes, sir.
When he knew then, he said, now I got my men set up. He said, they can't get around. And the Holy Ghost took it from there because there were 17 different races. What happened to the other five? Oh, the Holy Ghost picked it up.
Amen.
Just getting up. They didn't stop. Oh, the gospel was still being preached. Oh, we got to keep preaching. The Bible says an everlasting gospel.
Yeah.
Can't stop. I don't care if you're 90 years old. Keep preaching.
Amen.
Keep on preaching. Because Jesus said, now it's time to come home. You have done all that I asked you to do. You didn't fail me. You just kept right on taking it. Kept on taking the abuse. Kept on taking what they put on you. But now they got to face me. God, I'm sending my angels now. Now, you know what folks don't know what to do, brother. When death comes, they don't know what to do. They just get nervous. They get all shook up. They just screaming and hollering. Oh, if I could just get a check. Oh, there's now some of them laying in the nursing home. If God just let me up, I'll say, no, too late. You should have been certain while you had the blood running warm in your veins. But no, you are obvious with God's angels. God's angels telling you what to do. And we were telling them what to do, bro. Been here 9 years. And look at here, going on 10 next year. And they still won't get it right. God said, I'll get it right for them. So when he turn it loose, he's going to turn them back angels loose. Oh, you got to go to the book. Keep on going to the book.
Amen.
The book is right. I don't know how man can miss the church when it's right there in the book. It's right there in the book, Brother Will.
It's written.
It's written for eternity.
Amen.
It ain't going nowhere. God's word still standing. Oh, look at the world today. Oh, they said, oh, Brother Johnson, they got to be crazy. Well, only one church. Well, the Bible says one.
That's it.
I ain't got nothing to do with you think or how you feel. I know what God says. And God said one, O-N-E. He didn't tell us we got 12, 15 different churches.
Nope.
It ain't even in the book.
Nope.
And we still try to find some other church. Oh, we looking in the wrong place. We need to go back to the book and read what God has already planned. Oh, look at God working, brother. All you got to do is watch God's hand.
Yes.
He's going to remove some more people.
It's some more. It's coming.
It's coming. Oh, God got it set up. He's going to move some people. Brother Will, this thought God will do it.
Amen.
Oh, they say, oh, God, he's bothering me. I'm all right. Just keep riding.
Yeah.
Just keep walking.
Yeah.
And when you know anything, God will snatch you up out of this world.
God,
God is God. And God can do it all. God has all the power.
All.
Not some of it. He has all of it.
Every power.
All the power in the universe.
Amen.
And no man can do nothing with God. Look at all these tornadoes and hurricanes, floods. Who you think did that? God.
Amen.
Man didn't have nothing to do with that.
Nope.
Man can't even get up if God don't let him up.
Can't control
his heart. Can't even control his own self. Now, how in the world he going to do what God can't do? He ain't got the power to do it. God, you know, God can even make man straighten up if he wants to. But he's going to give the choice. Now, you either do what I tell you or you go to hell. Simple as ABC. And we don't want to hear it. God said you're going to hear it anyway. See, God will fix it while you got to ask him to do something for you. Look at the ones in the hospital today. Look at them. They're just begging God now.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, save me. He said, I can't do it. And he don't save them. God just looked right at them. He's looking down at them. They're laying there flat on their back. Can't even move.
Can't save their body.
Can't save their body. Can't
save
their soul. They just look. They just the eyes just like this here, brother. Closed.
Yeah.
Open them. God got them. They dead. And that's stuff. Oh, look at the world today. That's all the world thinking about. You know the biggest problem in the world today is money. All the money I can get.
The love of money.
It's going to cause a whole lot of folks to go to hell. You know what, Brother William? I learned something. The Bible tells me in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 7 through 10, be content with such things you have.
Yes.
God said be content with that. But we don't want to do that. We want to go beyond what God has told us what to do. See, God said, I'll never leave you, nor forsake you. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 5. He said, I won't leave you. Because I've got everything for you. You know what? I'm so amazed at God. God can take the wicked man and help the sinner, I mean the Christian out.
Amen.
He can make the sinner come to you.
That's right.
And help you out. I see it happen with
yeah.
my own eyes. You see, we don't think God has no power. We got to trust God.
Amen.
The world is in trouble. Ooh, look at here. The world don't know why they headed. We know why we're going, but we don't know why we're headed. And it's for two places, heaven or hell.
Amen.
Either you go there, or you go up, or you go down.
That's right.
No halfway to stepping up and halfway stepping down. People leaving here every day. You turn on the TV, Brother Wade, first thing you hear, somebody shot somebody. Somebody robbed somebody. Somebody killed somebody. Somebody stabbed somebody. And it'd be some innocent person, but he wasn't right with God. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Get right with God, ladies and gentlemen.
Amen.
The Bible telling you these things. What does God got to do? God don't want to destroy you, but you don't give him a chance, you're going to go down. I'm telling you like it is. And some of us in the church, we better come back to God
Amen.
And repent. Because if we don't, we're going to be lost for eternity.
That's right.
Oh, God got the answer.
Amen.
I look at my Bible daily, Brother William. I was looking at it today. I said, Lord, I know you got the answer. I'm coming to you.
Yeah.
Now, you give me my answer, and we can take it from there. He gave me my answer, Brother William. He said in this, you go to heaven.
Amen.
Keep praying and studying my word. I already accept you in with your baby. I want you to stay in, Johnson. I don't want you to leave. If I want you to leave, I would have never invited you to my house. Am I right about it?
Amen.
He's invited me to his house. He said, I want you to stay with me. I want you to be in eternity with me.
Amen.
But if you leave me, I can't help you.
Whosoever will.
I want to give you rest, but
Amen.
You won't even take that. We got a lot of folks won't take the rest, brother. They're still trying to work and accumulate.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get the world and going to hell on top of it.
This world
is perishing. The Bible tells me in First John chapter 2, verse 15 through 17, this world is passing away. Why are we trying to accumulate the world when we can't take none of it with us?
No.
When you go to the funeral home, you don't see no vault at the casket.
No.
You don't see no cars and houses at the casket. All you see is the body laying there.
That's it.
And if that goes down in the grave, we leave that and get on waiting there. Huh?
That's right.
And then God takes it from there. Oh, look at the world. It's in trouble. It's in trouble, Brother William.
Amen.
It's in trouble. You know, brother, when we on time, we see trouble, Brother William, when we're laying on our back. Then we're hollering for God. Why didn't you holler for God before you got like that?
All right.
Why didn't you obey God before you got like that? God's son is preaching. You said, I ain't going to do it because you didn't get up and do nothing. You sit up and just sit up there. Preacher trying to talk to you. Telling you what God said. I'm talking about a real preacher.
Yeah.
That knows God's word.
True.
And he's telling you the truth. And you just sit there. Well, I got checked with my pastor. I already know you're wrong. Got checked with my preacher. He ain't telling you right.
Yeah.
Then you sitting up there, you thinking about some money or some women or some new clothes or a new house or a new car. And when you get all that stuff, then you're still unhappy. Look at them movie stars. They're just as unhappy, Brother William, as I'm sitting in a wheelchair. They ain't got nothing. All of that's been to burn up. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 and 10.
Yeah.
It's going to burn up. Look what you got then with all that burned up. Nothing.
Amen.
You got nothing from God. All that's from the devil. Because the devil set you up, and then the devil dropped you like a bomb. The Bible is still right.
Amen.
That's the problem. Well, I won't fear. And why is everybody getting this and I can't get it? Don't worry about getting that. Worry about getting to heaven.
Amen.
You get there, you got something. That's eternity. God said, I'm going to build you a house. 2 Corinthians chapter 1. I'm sorry, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1. He said, I'll build you a house. And you ain't got to pay for it. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, we got a house in heaven made with my hands. Oh, you made the song is just right.
Man didn't build it.
Man didn't build that house that God has.
Lord,
God built it, and it'll never, you know what? It'll never rot.
It's eternal in the heavens.
In the heavens, huh? It'll never rot.
Yeah.
Anything down here on earth, it'll rot. You got to upkeep it.
Amen.
God fixed those houses in heaven. You ain't got to upkeep it. All you got to do is live in it.
Amen.
Oh, God got it going on. Oh, Jesus said in John 14, verse 1, he said, if you believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions.
Yeah.
There's enough for everybody, Brother William.
Yeah.
And we don't even know that. Ooh, Lord, have mercy. Every time I think about it, when I read God's word, I say, Lord, have mercy. He said, let not your heart be troubled. God telling you something. You know why a lot of people did, bro? They're worrying about this material life.
Yes.
That's their problem. They're worried about this, and then they get heart attacks and strokes. And then die and still can't pay the man. Huh? That's why they're in the church saying, well, I ain't got no money to pay my bill. They crying all the time. I ain't got no money to pay my bill. Don't worry about that.
Amen.
God know how to supply.
Yeah.
Trust in God.
Yes.
We cheat God out of money. Yeah, we cheat God out of money. We'll give God a dollar and we have $800,000 in our pocket. And we won't give God but a dollar. Sometimes we won't even give but 50 cents.
Amen.
And we lose the blessing. And God's going to hold you for that in the judgment. Going to
pay for it.
Going to pay for it one way. God will get the money. Don't worry about that. Just keep on living. He's going to get it all. When he gets it all, you ain't got none still.
Amen.
Oh, look at the world the way we live in today. We don't want to do the God thing. Oh, God should do this. Oh, well, Lord, I can't. We got people complaining in the Church of Christ.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't got no money. You don't need no money to live.
No.
Just live.
Amen.
God will supply you with food, clothes, shelter, God spoke. Help is all out those, brother, but still complaining.
Yeah.
About money. They're made money their God. They have made money their God. They have made their cars their God.
Amen.
But they won't serve the real God.
Amen.
Going to hell on top of what they got.
Because
they won't serve the real God.
Shame.
The real God said, serve me and I'll bless you.
Put me first.
Oh, God has been blessing me all this month, Brother Will.
Amen.
He has been blessing me because I keep putting him first.
Yes.
He said, if you put me first, I'll take care of you. And now I know what he said.
He can.
And yet we don't do it.
And
we just look at each other.
Hmm.
You see, God told, see how God set it up? He said, now, I'm going to send a man to help you out. The man told me, said, I'm going to send you a check, Brother Johnson, to help get you. Get your leg and stuff, medicine and all that for your leg.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, you see what I mean?
Yeah.
God is on the prayer. All you got to do is follow his lead.
Amen.
Stay with God. Don't be worried about all this stuff down here. God knows what you need before you ask it. All you got to do is ask God something to yourself. And what will God do? In faith, and he will do what he says.
Amen.
I look at some heroes of faith in the Bible.
Yes.
In Hebrews 11th chapter. They ain't worried about nothing, Brother William.
No, sir.
They just kept getting up.
Sir,
and they served their God. They stayed humble, and they bowed down, and they prayed. And they said, God, you got it. We know you can handle it.
Amen.
And when God handles it, it's handled. He can take stuff from the wicked and give it to the righteous.
Amen.
I've seen that happen, too, in my life.
Yeah.
See, God has the answer. Don't worry about what the wicked thinking. You just keep moving,
Amen.
And God will take care of you. That's why God sought me and you together. But we never knew each other. We never grew up together.
No.
We never went to school together. But God said, I got a plan for both of y'all people if you follow what I say.
Amen.
That's all you got to do is follow what he says. Don't give up on God. God is living forever. He ain't going to never die. He's going to live for eternity. So if God lives for eternity and I follow God, I'll live for eternity.
Amen.
Am I right about it?
Yes, sir.
You see, if you follow God, you'll live eternally.
See.
If you follow the devil, your life is short. It's cut off. It is cut off. When I was reading the book of Leviticus, brother, God was just cutting them folks off. They were just dying.
Yes,
sir. Now look where we're at now. God cutting them off. He said, you won't get right, I'm going to cut you off.
Don't.
You're going to die.
Generation.
A whole generation going to die, brother, with not obeying God.
It's coming.
It's coming. What's going to tell you now? You're going to tell me right in the middle. You're going to tell them. You say, well, well, so-and-so just passed, brother.
Yes, sir.
You're going to tell me. You're going to tell me. I don't have that nursing home. So-and-so just passed,
it's
brother.
Coming.
Because they didn't listen to God.
That's it.
See, God has the answer. You know what? I'm going to tell you something. Satan don't have no answer in the Bible.
No.
No answer at all.
Can't give
he
you
can't,
one.
Thank you, Brother William. He can't give you an answer. You go to Satan right now and say, Satan, I need some help. You know what Satan's going to tell you? Get out of my pain.
Amen.
That's what he's going to tell you. But you go to God and you get and you humble yourself in the presence of God, God says, covered.
I'll lift you up.
I'll lift you up and carry you through.
Amen.
And carry you on the other side. Oh, am I right about it?
Yep.
The Bible's still talking. God's still talking today. We got folks talking about the Bible. Well, that was back in the day. No, the Bible's for every generation, and it's for today.
Amen.
There ain't no for no back there, back in the day. Yeah. It's right now. Why do people get a Bible to preach a pill on there if it's for back there then? That's all we got to do. We'll just take you to the graveyard and let you go.
Mm. Amen.
But we don't do that. We still trying to preach you into heaven. But no, we can't get you there. Why? You haven't obeyed the gospel.
Amen.
That's your problem. You haven't obeyed God. See, we listen to these no good preachers that's not God's preachers, and they tell you lies, and you go along with it.
Mm. Yeah.
Jeremiah said a long time ago in Jeremiah 23, verses 9 through 41. He said, prophesied in my name, but I didn't send them.
Amen.
He said, I didn't send them, Brother William. They came in my name, but they wasn't wearing my name. See, God's ministers are wearing his name and following his lead.
Obeying his will. Amen.
They're following his lead.
That's it.
Obeying his will.
That's
whatever
it.
God says, the minister going to do it.
Yes.
He go to the word of God. God just gave him an answer. He ain't got nothing to talk about. All he got to do is say what God said and move on.
Tell the truth.
That's it.
Amen.
The Bible is right. What is we waiting on? We don't need to go. I don't need to go get another book, Brother Will. I got
Amen.
The greatest book in the world.
One.
The one true book. The book is the word of God.
Amen.
God said in Psalm 68, verse 11, these words here. He said, the Lord has given the word.
Yes.
And great is the company that published it.
Amen.
It says, the Lord give it, not man. That's why no man didn't write this book.
Amen.
You see, we want to give man credit for something he didn't do.
He ain't do it.
He ain't do it. He ain't got enough sense to do it.
He ain't smart enough.
He didn't get nothing from God up there if he didn't do what God said.
Amen.
God chose 40 different men, 32 in the Old Testament, and 8 in the new. That's 40 different men.
Yep.
And they pinned it down. God says, now, this is my pen. This is what I want you to write. They didn't write what they felt. They wrote what God said.
Amen.
That's the way the Bible set up.
That's
and
it.
God says, I want one church in the book. They wrote the one church in the book.
They taught it.
They taught the one church
they worshiped.
In the book. And they worshiped the one God, the true and living God.
Amen.
They worship no idols. They worship the true and living God. They humble themselves before the presence of God.
Yes.
We need to humble ourselves and go back to the book and obey the will of God. We need to repent.
Amen.
Repent or perish.
Yes.
The Bible is right.
Amen.
We were arguing with God, being foolish.
Mm.
God telling us what to do, and we just don't want to do it. But guess what? God calling you out now. He said, I'm going to call you out of this world.
Yes.
You can't live. And we don't even live to get 50 hardly or 60 now. Why? Because we won't do what God said. Because I'll bring you down like you got to crawl on your belly like a snake.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Oh, God, so I can bring you down or I can lift you. You know what? God wants the church. I listen to this, brethren. God wants the church to go forward and not look back. Huh?
Amen.
He wants the church to go on. You see, I think about the church in the wilderness, Brother William, in Acts the 7th chapter and verse 38. When the church was in the wilderness, God said, go on. They went on.
Amen.
Moses just kept marching. You read the book of Exodus. They just kept right on stepping. They didn't worry about the water was congealed on both sides. God separated the water, and they walked across dry land. Look at that.
Amen.
Look at how God is powerful.
Powerful.
He didn't say, well, yeah, I'll think about it. God had already had the plan. He said, I know they're going to follow you. He said, but when you get across, he said, I'm going to wash them away. That's what he do with our sins. When we get baptized into Christ,
yeah,
you got to wash them away. Huh? You got to wash your sins away. You ain't got nothing to worry about. Just keep on marching. Huh?
Yes.
We're marching to Zion now. We're trying to get to heaven. Huh?
Yes.
Oh, look how God's doing us now. God done blessed us, Brother William.
Amen.
Oh, he blesses us every day. Sometimes we just don't see enough. But I've been seeing God's hand just moving. I said, God, thank you.
Yes.
Blessing me just to see another day. The eyes open one more time. Oh, thank God for God himself.
Mm.
Oh, he got it wrapped up now, Brother William.
Yes.
Oh, God said, I got it covered now. He said, I got some more to take out of here. I got to get the wicked out of here that will not repent.
Amen.
And when he get them out, brother, the church going to run like it never run.
Run.
It's going to run like it did in the first century.
Yes.
Just keep moving. Keep moving. We got the truth. I ain't worried about all of that. As long as I stay with the truth, I got God's favor.
Word.
I got God's grace, Brother William.
Amen.
Look at Noah. Noah had God's grace. The Bible says Noah saw favor in God's eyesight by the grace. God saw the grace in Noah. Noah just kept on moving and kept on preaching and kept on building the ark. That's what we're going to do with the church. Just keep on moving.
Amen.
Keep on preaching. Watch what God's going to do. God's going to move some people right in this building. Again, he's really going to take some out now. We're going to get ready to go into a new year.
Amen.
If God allows it. We're going to be hitting 2019. Ooh, look at here.
Yes.
And oh, look what God's going to do. So he done got rid of a bunch of people in 2018. Oh, we got next month and December. And the first of the year, God said, now, we're going to see where we're going. He said, focus on me, and I'll lead you all the way.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Got too many people not focusing on
yeah.
the master
yeah.
of the book. You know, the Bible is not hard to read. It's what you do with it when you get it.
Amen.
See, a lot of us don't want to sit down and read the Bible. But you know what? We think we're smart, but well, if I don't read it, God can't hold me. He's still going to hold you because you know.
Yes.
You know. This generation can't escape.
No one.
They can't escape it. They're going to face God. I heard Mary say something last night, Brother Wheeler.
Yes.
I thought about it. I said, now, Mary asking that question, she said, do I have to be baptized again if I repent? I said, I've got to explain it to her. I said, Mary, if you already been baptized and you knew what you were baptized for, you don't got to do that again. All you got to do is repent.
Repent.
But if you don't know, you better do what Lisa did.
Yes.
Because Lisa didn't know. She didn't. All of you, you've been knowing her, Brother Wheeler. It took me and you to get her right from over there across the railroad track. She obeyed the gospel. Now all she got to do is come back to God and repent.
Yeah.
She got to be baptized no more. She knows the truth, but she let a child get in the way.
Yeah.
See, God said, don't put nothing before him, Brother William.
Amen.
You can't love nothing harder than him. If you do, you're in trouble.
Amen.
See, God said, love me first. In other words, he said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all his righteousness shall be added unto thee.
Amen.
God should seek me first. See, God should seek him first. We got folks seeking the world and ain't seeking God. But oh, God's going to call them up, Brother William. When he called them up and they ain't ready, they can't see.
Every man should get an account.
Brother William, the sad part about it, you know, when you're naked physically, You try to cover up, though.
Yeah, shame.
You shame, right?
Yeah.
Oh, but when you stand before God, you're going to be shamed because you ain't got on your spiritual garment.
Amen.
You naked before God. Mm-hmm. Ain't got on nothing. From your feet to your head, you ain't got on nothing.
Shame.
That's a shame before God. See, the devil is naked now. He just running around here naked as he want to be.
Yeah.
How you know, brother? Just read your Bible. He's a sinner. He's in sin. He can't even repent now. even got so far crazy,
well,
got messed up.
Yes.
And he's taking all of those who will not repent.
Amen.
That's their minds up worship. And then Satan said, I'm going to kill him.
Yes.
He kills his own.
Amen.
Ain't that sad, brother? With
amen.
You kill your own.
Yes.
Oh, but God said, I'll give you life.
He's a murderer.
He's a murderer from the beginning.
Amen.
The Bible says he was a murderer from the beginning. A liar and a murderer
liar,
from the beginning.
Father of lies.
He's a father. I'm back up now. He said he's a father of lies. John 8:44. Ooh, look at that. But God is a God of truth.
Amen.
God said, I can't lie. Numbers 23, verse 19.
Mm-hmm.
And also in Titus 1 and verse 2. God said, I can't lie. I promise you eternal life. God said, I'll give it to you.
Amen.
He said, I'll give it to you if you follow me.
That's
if
it.
You don't follow me, I can't give it to you.
Amen.
You got to keep walking. Even in the troublesome times, this world we're living in, you still got to follow God.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have our ups and downs.
That's life.
You know what? That's the way it is. But guess what? You can still call on God. So God, help me out of this.
Amen.
Help me to get on down the road. Watch for God. God already got you covered. He just started pushing you.
He started
helping you to overcome this evil, corrupt world.
Amen.
You should save yourself. You see, Brother Will, I can't save my parents, save myself. I can't save my wife, save myself. I can't save my children, save myself. If I can't save nobody, save myself. You know, Noah couldn't save nobody but his household.
Yes.
7 people he could save, counting himself. 8 people. And everybody else died in the flood. Huh? Everybody else was gone. The water came. Oh, they disbelieved what God said. God got an answer. If God says you disbelieve today, I got the answer.
Amen.
You're going to die.
Yes.
You're already dead in sin.
Yes.
Now you're going to physically die. And you know what? Ain't nobody going to do nothing about it. See, you can't rest God. All you can do is accept what he said.
Amen.
We got to accept what he said. He said, death is for show. Then the judgment.
Yes.
Hebrews 9:27. Once appointed a man to die, then the judgment. What judgment? The final judgment.
Amen.
That's it. It's over. See, people don't want to hear all that, but we got to preach it like it is.
Yeah.
I'm so grateful that we can preach it like it is, Brother Wood.
Amen.
That goes for the president. If I was in Washington, D.C., and he invited me to the White House, I promise God, I tell him the truth.
Amen.
I tell him the truth in his face. I said, Donald Trump, if you don't repent, you're going to die and go to hell. You're 72 years old, and you need to repent. You ain't got long either.
Amen.
You ain't got long. Your money can't save you.
No.
Your children, your wife can't help you in that day. You got to go before the master. And a man that's rich on earth is poor in the sight of God. Oh, Lord, have mercy. He ain't got nothing but a piece of paper, and everybody thinks that's all it is to the world.
Yeah.
Just a piece of paper with a dead man's face on it. Huh?
Amen.
With a president on it, and we get excited. It all blows us out of place. Take that away from him. He'll fall dead before he hits the ground.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. Look at the rich man. Live in sumptuous stuff, Brother William.
Yeah.
Guess what? He went to hell on top of it.
Amen.
The Bible, God didn't have no respect for him. He said, you got to go. He went straight to hell. Why did he go there? Because he didn't do what God told him. He was selfish, evil. He didn't care about nobody. God
all right.
God said, I'll fix it. You don't care about nobody? I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do to you. God took his life right there.
Mm.
God said, I can do what I want to you.
Yes.
I can kill you. Or I can make you mine.
Amen.
Mm-hmm. See, God has the answer. Thank God for God.
Yes.
We need to thank God for God, Brother William.
Amen.
See, we can trust that God in heaven, but we can't trust this God on earth. We can't even walk with Satan without Satan trying to kill us.
Amen.
See, Satan will walk with you to get you away from God and then turn around and stab you in the back.
Yes, sir.
He'll
do it.
He'll do it every time. He'll grin in your face and stabbing you in the back, and you study following me. Thank you, you rock. Huh?
Yeah.
And the Bible still tells us that the Almighty God in heaven can protect us. Look at what he's doing right now, brother. He got a shield around me and you. He got a shield around what? Our soul.
Yeah.
You see, I like the first part of Job. When Job was trying to do all that he could, but you know what? People failed one thing on Job. They said Job was a perfect man. Job was perfect. It was the way God said he was perfect because he followed God's plan.
Amen.
And he wasn't in the flesh when God let all this happen to him.
Mm-hmm.
God let his body got attacked, but he never let his soul go down. That's what I'm talking about.
Amen.
See, God don't let your soul go down if you're in Christ.
That's right.
See, in Christ, you're still alive.
Amen.
Me and you, Brother William, we could be hungry for a few minutes. God don't get some food there. We don't know why it's coming from, but God don't know why it's coming from. And guess what? If you need a little change, God gonna fix it while you get it.
Amen.
You see, you all you gotta do is go to him and pray. When you go to the prayer, see, God loves you to ask him for things. He loves that.
Amen.
And when you ask him, oh, God just smiling. You know what God tells the devil? That's mine.
Yes, sir.
You can't have that one.
All
you
right.
can have all the rest of that grin in your face and tickle your ears and all of that, but that one is mine because he's my servant. He's preaching the word. He's preaching the truth.
Amen.
Whether he's in a wheelchair or whether he's walking like you, Brother Wade, that's what God's looking for, a man that will stand on the word.
Yeah.
That's what he's looking for. If you're standing on the word, God is with you. If you're not, then you're lost in sin. Oh, look where we at, Brother William. Look where we at today. Oh, we think God is looking, but God looking at us right now.
He sees.
He sees beyond what we see.
Amen.
You know, God can see beyond the grave.
Yeah.
He can see beyond the sea.
Amen.
And he can bring it all up. Oh, look at God talking now. Oh, he said, Brother Johnson, Brother William, I want you to stick together. I don't want you to be arguing and quarreling.
Yes, sir.
He said, I want you to stick together. I want you to do what I want.
Amen.
I want you to preach the word. Don't worry about what folks think about you.
Yeah.
Let them talk about you. Yeah. They were talking about me. They talked about me.
Yeah.
They're going to talk about you. They talked about the 12. They're going to talk about you. Don't worry about it. I got your back. I got your back. He's a soldier of mine.
Amen.
You just follow me. Stay strong in the Lord. Don't give up your faith. No matter what happens to you, whether you lose this or lose that. He said, but I got something better in heaven for you. You ain't going to never lose it. You won't lose heaven. You can lose everything on earth, but you won't lose heaven.
Amen.
That's not old Job. God let everything go away. God double blessed him in the end in chapter 42. Oh, Lord, have mercy.
Yep.
God said, I got you covered, Job. You just keep on going through. I got your back.
Amen.
I got you all the way. See, Brother Wes, we got to keep on remembering who got our back.
Yes.
Not man. Not Satan and his crowd.
No.
The Lord God. The Lord God has got our back.
Amen.
And the Lord God will protect his own.
Yes.
Just keep on living. Oh, thank God for mercy, Brother William. Thank God. We got God. That's all I think about now is God.
Yes.
That's all I need is God. I was talking to God today. I said, Lord, help me. Help Brother William. We fighting up in this place. We getting talked about. We getting ridiculed. Don't worry about it. I got your back. I'm going to take some out. They're going out of here. Don't worry about it.
Amen.
See, we don't have to worry no more. Our destiny is set. Keep your goal on heaven.
Amen.
Brother William, I'm going to turn it on to you because I don't know if anybody was on the radio.
All right.
You can holler there for a minute, see if anybody else on the radio. If they're not, we'll close it out.
Brother Brown, do you have anybody with a question? Anybody on the radio tonight has a question? Have any takers? Anybody want to ask a question tonight? Push number one on your telephone. We'll answer your question.
Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, we pray that you all have had an opportunity to understand more perfectly what the will of the Lord is. We have to worship God and do his will.
Amen.
That's who God favors. That's who God gives honor and and salvation to those who obey him. And so we encourage you. We must obey God.
Amen.
Noah found grace because he obeyed God. He did what God said. He listened to God. He did what God commanded him to do, and he didn't faint. He didn't fail. He went all the way.
Amen.
That's what we have to do, ladies and gentlemen. Church of Christ, we got to stick with God's word. We got to follow it to the letter.
Amen.
We got to go all the way. We can't sugarcoat. We can't fool around with it. Foolishness is sin.
Amen.
It's drunkenness. It's spiritual adultery. Don't play with God's word.
Amen.
Be sincere in your heart.
Amen.
Be genuine in your faith.
Amen.
Love the brethren as God commands us to do.
Amen.
Love one another as I have loved you. We got to love one another. We can stop with the hypocrisy.
Amen. Amen.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for many in the church and not in the church. It's time for many to repent.
Amen.
That's the first step, is to repent toward God.
Amen. Amen.
When you're repenting toward God, you're seeking God's word.
Amen.
For the answer. You're not seeking a man's approval. You're not seeking a man's opinion. You're seeking God's word.
Amen.
For the answer. Is your church that you worshiping God in, so-called, is it in the Bible?
Mm.
Did God call it? Did God name it? Did God say he built it? Or did Reverend so-and-so and Pastor so-and-so build it?
Mm.
Mm? What is the truth? Where does God's word fit in describing and naming your religious faith and your religious church? There are no Baptists named in religion in the Bible.
Amen.
Oh, well, what about John? John the Baptist was not a Baptist religious.
Amen.
John the Baptist was a baptizer. It was
Amen.
His jaw. It's like Joe the Barber,
uh-huh.
Sam the Butcher, Louis the Truck Driver.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. That's what they did for their job. That was his occupation.
Amen.
He didn't do any other work. That was the only work he did, the only civil servile work that he did. His
Amen.
Name was John. His faith was Christ. He preached Christ. He said, I'm not the one.
Amen.
The one that comes after me, that's who you want to obey. That's who you want to follow. I'm not even worthy to bend down and tie his shoelace.
Amen.
That's how much honor and how much higher he is. That's the one. You're looking for him. He's the Savior. He's the Messiah. I'm not the Messiah.
Amen.
I'm not the one that Isaiah and Job and David and Moses prophesied about. I'm not the one. The one that comes after me in the name of the Lord, that's the one. And that's Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He said, behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. John said, I'm not dying for nobody.
Amen.
Here's the Lamb that's going to die.
Amen.
That's
going to
be the sacrifice. This is the Lamb. Behold, look at it.
Amen.
Here he is. John pointed him out. He pointed me into Jesus. We're pointing you to Jesus.
That's it.
There is no other name under heaven given to men whereby we must be saved.
Amen.
He has all authority. He is God Almighty. He is the fullness of God bodily. His spiritual body is God. He is God in spirit.
Amen.
In power and in might.
Amen.
We got
Amen.
Servants. God bless you. We're going to have a word of prayer. We're going to close it out tonight. God, we thank you for allowing us as your ministers, as your men servants, as your spokesmen and your soldiers in the spiritual army of Christ.
Amen.
To be able to stand and to fight the devil, to fight wickedness, to fight ungodliness, to fight false doctrine, and to defend the truth.
Amen.
Thank you for the word, dear God, that gives us the knowledge, the power, and the instruction.
Amen.
Because the Word of God is God. The Word of God is the eternal life.
Amen.
The Word of God is eternal. The Word of God is God. Thank you, dear God. Bless us in every endeavor that we put forward to do your will. May we do it in sincerity and according to the truth. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, radio audience, who's still with us. God bless you until we meet again on the next appointed time.
Amen.